And now, the National Lampoon Radio Hour. Brought to you by Docorder. Tape recorders created by the world's most advanced audio technology.
Hey, look me over, send me an ear. Fresh out of Dover, just to hear.
Hold it. Hey, you with the water glasses. You. No, not you. The other you. The water glasses don't have the same amount of water in them. You have to empty some of the water out.
This is the way I play. I played Ed Solomon this way. This is what you're getting. You don't like it? You can stuff it.
Look, I'm not going to argue with you. Empty some of the water out.
Why don't you empty some of your water out?
Yeah.
Open up. Open up and let me in.
Who is it?
Sponsor.
How do we know you're not 7-Up the unsponsor?
Oh, come on. I'm paying your money now. Let me in.
Take your tie off and slip it under the door. Let's have a look at your tie. Oh. Come on.
There it is.
Oh. Yeah, it's a sponsor. Let him in.
All right, bolt that door. Don't let him in that door. I'm fed up with you people. You are really the worst. Ronnie, get this group out of here.
Okay, girls, you heard him. Everyone out. Let's go take those instruments with you and let's get out now.
There are instruments. Leave the instruments, girls.
Blondie, drop those maracas right there. Move. Everyone out now, and I'm in it.
Keep him down with the light beam.
All right, you heard him. Down to the light beam, girls. Stay there till your attitude improves, and I mean it.
I see those people again. They're really bad. Keep that band away from me for at least a couple
days. I will, bro.
Now, I want to see, that part we have to cast. The girls with the great pins. Get them in.
The lucky devils outside.
Yeah,
all right, girls, come on. You know who you are. Let's go with the legs. Get the legs in here. This is Mr. McConaughey. Take your place, girls, against the wall. Use your head, girls. Be quiet.
Line up. Let's get the dresses up. I'm in higher. Up. Let's go. Come on, keep them up there. All right, now, girls, we go on the air in a week. We don't have much time. I don't know if you know this or not, but we have to cast a very important part, the receptionist who sits out front of the desk. We have no one for that part yet. I didn't tell you to put your dress down. Keep your dress up. No, higher than that. Over your stomach and leave it there.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Hi, Craig.
Hey,
we're casting.
I got a case of beers and scratch and dent specials. Okay, you want some beer?
Craig, we're trying to do some work here.
Beer for everybody, man. Here you go. Hey, where'd you come from?
All right.
Here you go.
Okay, just one beer.
Thank you. Hope you guess my name. There's one for you. Hey, Craig Baker's my name. Perfect Master's my game. Okay. All right. Now, listen, if you want to drink with me, you got to do certain things first. Okay, the first thing you got to do is you got to open the cans. Hey. Okay, open the cans. Okay, come on. Hey. Okay. All right, now listen, the next thing you got to do, you got to chug the whole thing down at once, all right? Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Hey, listen, I gotta go find Chatterbox. I got one more beer left. So I'll see you later, huh? Okay. Hey, any chicks want a hose job, let me know, huh?
Bye, Craig.
Sweet Caroline. Good times.
Buddy, come here.
Hey, what do you want?
Come on, I
want
to show you.
Yeah, I got to go see Chatterbox.
Hey, come on, I got a frog. It's in this box.
Oh, yeah, you're cool.
Hey, look at my frog.
Look at my frog. Ow! Hey, man, you get out of here. I found you. What a creep. Holy. Oh, here it is.
I'll see you.
Hey, Chatterbox, I got your wrist. Hey, what's going on?
This is the Megaphone newsroom.
What's Chatterbox?
It's down the hall. You can't miss it. The Tugs and Perrier water.
Oh. Hey, Megaphone news.
Hey, we're trying to edit a film right now.
All right. Yeah, I've seen this one before. It's a good one.
What? You shut up. Be quiet. I'm really busy.
Okay, I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet. Waiting a clean bill of health before our Megaphone. Have you ever seen Mondo Canyon?
Argentina.
world leaders gather in the
Afghan censored.
Now look, you moron. I told you to be quiet.
Hey, cram it, huh?
Come on. What do you mean, cram it?
Get out.
Come on, get out.
Okay, take it easy. Right now.
No, and not that door. No, you.
That's
the developing room.
The film is ruined.
Come
look at imbecile. Get out.
Hey, let's go.
Lighten up, huh?
Come on, you little nerd. Nerd?
Hey, hold
your
job.
Who the whole job?
Now, what about the creeps?
Well, it's love, brother, love, cabin, salvation.
Your heavy head trip and humor, Honcho. Doug Kenny. Hope all you teed off team dreams out there in Dellsville are getting ready to grok behind this season's new funky Laughadelic Radio Wigouts. That's right, Craig Baker, Flash Basbo, Roger the Swallow. Oh, hi, Craig. How are you? Listen, I got to do this. I got to do a spot for Tischler and the limo's waiting outside. So
yeah.
Got to run this down.
Well, what is that for?
Listen to this. Listen to this. That's right. Craig Baker, Flash Basbo, Roger the Swan, all the Radio Hour gang will be on hand to tickle your ribs and hassle your headbands. I thought hassle your headbands would feel like a youth market.
You want the kids? You want to get the kids?
Yeah.
You don't say hassle your headbands.
Say, I saw Focus. Focus wears headbands. I saw him.
No, you got to say hose job.
Hose job.
Yeah, to get hosed.
Say hose job, get that in.
Hosed out. Yeah.
Hosed out.
Yeah. Like and you say mo for homo.
Homo?
You say mo.
Mo.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Doug Kenny. Homo, I'm your
mo. You say boogie.
Boogie.
Boogie. Yeah.
Okay, let me try this. This is Doug Kenny, boogieing on down news time with all you hoes and moes getting ready to nose out your toes for the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Right.
That's right.
And say
it'll
smoke.
Really.
Can you say smoke?
Smoke.
Smoke boogie.
Smoke. I think, should I stick that in there?
Yeah.
Know what I'm talking about?
Try, yeah. Please practice it, okay?
This is Doug Kenny.
All right,
smoke
see you
and
later.
Mo. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Craig.
Buddy.
Hey, this will hold your mouth from...
Come here.
Hey, Doug, don't listen to that guy, Doug.
Hey, no, come on. You want to see my frog? Look at my frog.
I don't want to see
my frog. Look in his box. Come on, buddy, look in the box. Look at the frog. Come on.
Oh, all right.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
I told you. I told you, Doug. That guy's a creep. Stay away from him. Grab the old ladies and pick up the babies,
hello,
and then you can go.
Hello, I'm talking. Great songs. Flip side, no info available. Hello, listen, I'm a talent agent. I'm fantastic. I'm Irish Norris, William Norris. You've heard of me? Great. 10% trailer. I'm talking funniness. I'm talking a funny man. I'm talking Yuri Shankov, right? You've heard of Al Solzhenitsyn, right?
Yeah.
Russia? Red?
Yeah.
Mr. Red? All right, this guy's the best. He wants 10%. He's comic. He's tragic. He's the best. He's thrown in the pokey. He's terrific. I'm his agent. I handle him. He's a funny man. He's a sad man. He's the best man.
Yeah.
Can you hear what I'm saying to you? Who am I talking? I want the producer. Who are you? I'm talking. He's Milton Berle. He's Lenny Bruce. He's anybody you want.
Look, I got to go.
Funny. He's
I got a cheap chatterbox.
Chatterbox. Great. Fantastic. Who am I talking to?
We got to talk to
who
FB.
Am I talking to?
He's a producer.
I want to talk to FB, right?
Right,
Mr.
Yeah.
FB. Hello, FB.
Grab your ladies and then you can go. Brother love, Stalin's television show. Grab your ladies and you get my babies and you got to go. Hey, chatterbox, I got your beer. It's kind of warm now, but chatterbox. Hey, where are you? Chatterbox. I got this beer. Hey, come on down from there. Quit fooling around. It's a scratch and dent special. I got a whole case. Come on down. What's wrong? Hey, you don't look too good. You look dead. You're dead. Oh, no. Chatterbox is dead as a doornail.
Mr. Chatterbox. Hello?
He's up there.
He's up on... Oh, my
on
goodness.
The meat hook.
What is he on the meat hook for?
He's dead.
Oh, goodness gracious. Get him down. Cut him down. Please to me. I want to talk to him.
Touch him, man. He smells.
Hey, Chatterbox, right?
Oh, no.
Chatterbox, what have I done to you? Chatterbox, they gave it to Wobbles. They gave it to Donahue. They gave it to Chatterbox, who's one of their own. I'm going to take it out on their skull.
All right, what's going on here? What's going on here? Is there a perpetrator? What's happening? Is there a body to be mortified? Or what is it?
Chatterbox is dead.
Where's the guy hanging on a wall?
It's Chatterbox. He's dead. You want a beer?
It's like a pinata. We better cut him down. No one's going to work.
Come on, Chatterbox, you hose ya.
Is he Catholic? Is he what? What kind of rights are we going to get?
I don't know. I didn't like him anyway. He didn't like me.
We've got to cut the guy
he's
down.
He's call me a creep.
We'll lay him out. We'll get the father here.
Yeah.
We'll pay the last rights. Get the coffin. We'll send him away. What's this guy's name? Mr. Box? What's his name?
Chatterbox.
Mr. Chatterbox.
Chatterbox.
Did you know he's deceased?
Yeah, I knew him. I knew him. I got some beer for him. But he was dead when I got here.
Are you sure he's dead?
I know he's dead.
Take his pulse.
For God's sake, don't leave me here too long.
I ain't going to leave him. Don't worry about it. Don't worry for 2 seconds.
Hey.
The patrol car.
Do you want a beer?
No,
it's kind of warm. It's
a
scratch and dent special. I'm going
to
take it out on the skull.
Now, you here when this happened? Are you the witness here?
Hey, you know, I had nothing to do with it. You know what
I'm
mean?
Not saying you had anything to do with it. You have every right to remain silent, to call your lawyer.
Hey, lighten up on me, huh? Your hose job.
We gotta cut the guard down. I can't stand
it. I want to get some more beer. You want some?
Yeah.
For God's sake, don't leave me here too long.
We're not gonna leave him here alone. Shut up.
If you will, let's go, huh?
Come and get the beer with us.
Come on, Indian. You come with us.
I think I stay on my own. Thank you very
come
much.
Come on.
No, I don't think so very much. I'm not in the mood for
beer. Oh, look. Hey, Gracie Whitebread.
Gracie?
Gracie's on the floor.
On the floor?
Come on. Get up, Gracie.
Get up, Gracie. Please get up.
She's got her King Lear book.
Who's the lady on the floor? Who's that?
It's the Gracie White, but she's doing a part in King Lear for our show next week.
Yes, she's doing a part in Lear. Let me get the book and see what is happening there.
That's a good play. You ever read it?
Oh, my goodness me. My goodness. What is here? Underlined, it says, in gratitude, the marble-hearted fiend. Wait a minute. That is Lear line.
She learned the wrong part.
She can't play Lear. That's a guy in the show.
I don't understand it. She's laying here. For God's sake, don't leave it here too long.
Nobody's going to leave it here. Let's just get the book. Maybe we can...
Hey, listen. Speaking of Lear, let's get some beer.
Oh, I'm going to get some beer with you, but...
Come on, you hose job.
I think I'll go there on my own. You know, I don't feel like a beer.
Too. Okay, Indian, you're cool. I'll see you later.
I'll see you later, Tonto.
Goodness gracious. What a sad affair. No heretics burned, but Vince is suitor. When every case in law is right. No squire.
Hey, wait a minute, you. I know your face, and I know that taller on your head.
I know you too.
You're Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita, yes.
Yes. Listen, Tallhead.
Call me Beulah. Call me Beulah.
Beulah, yes. You. I loaned you and your people $500 million just
that is
a few
right.
months ago.
That was me.
To get that oil out of the ground for me and
out
my
out of
friends.
The ground for you and your friends.
I want the $500 million.
Please to say it. I don't have any money. I would give it to you.
I have big legal fees.
Well, I have no money to say to you to give money.
How much do you have?
Well, I have about 8 rupees.
I'll take it.
Well, okay.
Look, give me your 8 rupees.
That's all I have, please.
We'll call it even.
That's all I have.
That's all I want is the 8 rupees, Tallhead. That's all I need. Iron bars do not a prison make. Iron bars do not a prison make.
Hey, hello. Hello, Stoop Face.
How do you
hello?
Do? Yes.
Hello, I'm talking to you. Hello, fantastic.
How do
you
do?
Listen to me for a second. Just shut this trap for 1 second.
Who are you?
Shut the jowl. Listen for 2 seconds, all right? I'm Iron Schnoz. William Norris
you,
Agency, fantastic,
yes,
about 10%. We're talking funniness, we're talking Soviet Union, we're talking Mr. Redman.
Oh,
we're talking
bad
humor,
yes,
we're not
there.
Talking blue. Would you listen to me a second?
I'm sorry.
We're talking trailer, he has his own maid. The man was in the pokey for 10 days, he cried his eyes out, right? Am I talking crying?
Yes, I was in
shut up and listen
Soviet.
To what I have to say. Yuri Yevashenko, he's the best, he's the worst, he's everything
him,
you want, he's the Mr. World.
I was there.
Guest host Mike Douglas, fantastic, the best. Are you FB? What are you talking about?
No, I am the announcer
Mr.
on the
Chow,
show.
And straighten
I'm
up and listen to what I'm saying, I'm, right? I'll see you later, fantastic, you're not funny. Bye. Hello, FB?
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Hello?
Could you possibly represent me, sir?
Hey, buddy, come here. Look at it. I got a frog in this box.
What do you got
look
in
that box?
Look
at the frog in the box.
Wait a minute. I
just
had
look
tapes
in, the box.
In a box like
no,
that.
No, that's my box. Just look.
I
look
put
at the
my
frog.
Tapes in there.
That's, let go of that box.
I want
that's
the box.
That's my box. Hey, I'm a dog.
Give me that.
Get your hands off my box.
I'm just a prisoner of love. Here's a door. I'm going to try this one. Clorox bottles. This is where they hid them, Ziegler and Kissinger. Millions of my Clorox bottles. I'll get them on the way back. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'll try this door.
For one sweet shining moment.
Oh, yeah? Same to you, fella, and perch. Behind closed doors. Behind closed doors. Here's another one. You like the weather? Climate.
The National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Sex Comedy. 150.
The award-winning Bose Wave Radio CD. It's the radio that woke up an entire industry with a unique combination of rich sound and small size that makes it just right for your bedroom, kitchen, living room, or office. Call 1-800-616-6793 today for a risk-free 30-day trial. Satisfaction guaranteed. You'll discover why popular science called the Wave Radio a sonic marvel. The sound is so clear and natural, you may find yourself hearing nuances in your music that you never heard before, especially when listening with your XM Skyfi radio. Order now and get a free CD carrying case. This versatile carrier protects up to 24 of your favorite CDs or DVDs in static-free sleeves. Call 1-800-616-6793. Ask about the 12-month interest-free payment plan and get ready to fill your days with beautiful, lifelike music. Call 1-800-616-6793. That's 1-800-616-6793. 6793.
Hong Kong quiets Wobbles the Goose.
But oh, what its tongue could do.
More of the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
XM Comedy.
150.
Behind closed. Aha, rehearsal studio. Wait. I know you people. I know you young people's faces, and you all owe me money. No, it's due.
Yeah, no.
Wait. I have a new act now. I do an imitation of Ike. It goes like this. My wife, the first lady, Jim Haggerty, the back nine, Mamie and I were down at the...
Wait a minute. I'll get it. Hello? Yes, F.B. Right, F.B. Yes, sir. Yes, we're all here, F.B. Right. Bye-bye, F.B. It's F.B. Listen, he's coming over, everybody. Come on, let's get cracking again. We only have weeks to go. Let's go. Come on now. Ready?
Hello. Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Fine.
Listen, I have a lady in my midst. I'd like you to congratulate. She's my girl. I call her Denise Bugliotti. It's her maiden name, but you call her Pud.
Hi, Pud.
Pleased to meet you.
Listen, I want Pud to be in the part of the show.
What does she do, Pud?
She's dancing. She's gonna, on the face of a board, she will reclamate a scene from a famous cinema movie called 2000 in Spaceships, HAL movie, with the HAL in it. She's gonna dance to Thus Spoke a Thuslin. Hey, Pod, do that dance that you did on the table. Yeah, that's it. So I spoke out of business. Yeah. Kick it hard like you did on the coffee table. Yeah, that's enough, Pod.
That's really good,
Fred. Yeah, I like it.
Fantastic. The name's Harvey Schnorr, William Norris. Terrific. Look, I'm looking for FB. We're talking to him. I'm talking 15%. I'm talking Yuri Yurishenkov. He's Russian. He's the best. He's comic. He's tragic. He has a trailer. He was in the pokey for 10 days for being funny and a tragic man. He's terrific. You want to hear him. I'm looking for FB. Come on, where is he?
I'm here. I'm Flash Basil. I'm over here. Hello. I'm the producer of shows here. And it's my setup. It's my company. I'm showing you here.
Yeah, great. Fantastic. That's terrific. Great rap. Listen, I have these two guys here. They're fantastic. They're midgets. They're giants. They're terrific in their own time. They're legends. They're fantastic. Come over here, guys. Come on.
Yeah, come on, move it.
They tell jokes. Great. Introduce yourselves. Enough. Yeah, fantastic. That's enough. Cut. You're great. Fantastic. They're very funny. Let's hear the jokes.
Good evening. Lackeys and gentlemen. We're pleased to be here. I come from a small town, Minsk.
It's so small that the signs say
welcome on both sides.
No, really.
Here's another one that's kept me out of the big money for quite some time.
Right.
Have you heard of one about the two revisionists? One revisionist says to the other one, have you heard about the agrarian reform?
Right.
The other revisionist said, yes, we'll get agrarian reform when the river Elbe runs backwards. When it runs backwards.
Backwards the river.
No, really. Here comes the topper. We know a commissar who was standing on a corner and said to a waggish Politburo chief, he said, have you bathed today? Yes. Yes, replied the other one. Is there one missing? No, he said, no, is there one missing?
Right.
No,
is there one missing?
No, the first
green
vocal.
Right. Just do the job.
Have you taken a shower?
Taken a shower today?
No, he replies, they're one missing.
Come on. Excuse me, Mr. Basil.
He does Georgie Malenkov, too, an imitation of
Georgie Malenkov.
I didn't understand the last section of that paragraph. Could you repeat that again? Because it was lost in my head. I'll tell you that much.
Flesh, was it Ira? Is your name Ira?
Ira, listen, right.
you were wonderful.
Right. I was wonderful. You're wonderful.
Your name,
you're the best. 10%. I'll leave my 10%.
Leave your name in the phone book. We'll try to get a hold of you.
9200, extension 85. Right.
Flesh.
Fantastic. I'll see you later.
Very nice. Flesh, come on. Let's go get some lunch. Come on. Everybody, let's break for lunch.
And now I am.
Flesh. Flesh.
Okay, let's go.
Flesh, you hungry?
I'm hungry.
Are you hungry?
I could have a thing. Eat. Yeah.
Okay. Come on, Flash.
Okay.
Here we go.
Well,
come
let's
on.
See what I'll. Let me first decide. Before I leave the room, I always decide what I'm going to eat.
What'd
I think
like?
I'll have a Reese cup, a candle, only one candle, not to divulge my age, some alphabets, and Zwiebacks with chocolate, and no sesame roll with a Kaiser sauce. And I'd like Yoo-hoo, a case of Yoo-hoo, with tops open up to the light. And I'll have a bowl of cocoa marsh with clams saluting the heavens on the side.
Right, FB. Look.
I'll have Karen Valentine's sandwich with peeled grapes in the middle and surrounding it, bazooka gums, Slim Jims, and a beef jerky canoe. No paddlers, please, on board. Women and ladies, get off. On the side of that, I would like a ferry boat going across cottage cheese and cantaloupes on the city with whipped butter on as the ocean's tempests. And up above, this is a sunshining of chocolate babies. And
right,
Flesh,
that's hope. Wonderful. We'll all go to the commissary hope and get some lunch. You can have okay, break,
okay,
everybody.
Come on, break. Oh, okay. Break. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
Get some to eat.
Strap it down.
Can we take
come on.
The light beam?
All right, we'll meet you by the light beam. Okay, Doug, help me with Flash.
Come on, Flash.
Bob, you want to come
stand
with us?
Up.
No, I'm staying to the Weight Watchers session.
Come on, okay, okay, make sure the Weight Watchers are up by an hour. Come on, Flash. Let's go. Listen, Flash, I have to talk to you. We have so many problems with the show.
I'm Mr. McConaughey. Could I have some light beams, too?
Flash, listen, please. We're missing people. The numbers aren't down right. I don't know what we're going to do.
651-800.
No, Brian, the song numbers. What?
Oh, Flash, listen, I flashed on something, as a matter of fact, last
yeah?
night.
Yeah, tell
I
me.
For like a whole package show. I thought we could do like an Eating Your Booger show. And, like,
oh, yeah.
Like, you know you're eating your boogers when you have a clean handkerchief.
That's a terrible idea. Flash, we have a lot of problems. Okay, let's take the light beam.
I'm crazy, Brian.
What? We just had this thing put in. There's nothing wrong with it. It's safe. All right, forget it. All right, hold it. We're wasting time, We'll take the stairs.
Okay, let's walk down here.
That jerk fell on the stairs. He should have taken a light beam. It's a lot safer.
I've always told him, take the light beam. Take the light beam. Don't take any other mode of transportation. Take the light beam. It's always safer.
I didn't think that was going to fall down. I thought we were just going to lean on him a little bit.
Now, come on. Let's go to the studio. Hey, Bob, what happened?
The Weight Watchers ate the studio.
The studio?
I don't believe it. Those fatties ate the studio? Those fat paper trays? Those fat blimps at the studio.
The tub I got there on the butter.
Now, look, we got to make a list here. We got to compile it. And under the circumcision, this cannot be overruled in a court of law. So you get your lawyer, you get a list, all right? Everybody up against the law and spread your leg.
What do I have to go do a thing like that for?
I don't know. You asking me? Because they're fatos, that's
hold
why.
Hold a second. Is somebody talking fat? Is that what my
eat
ears
your heads
are?
Off.
Hold a second. Hold on a minute. Are we talking fat? Fantastic. Great. Ivy Snores going. Now it's agency 10%, 5 off the top. Terrific. Hello. What's going on here? What happened?
The Weight Watchers ate the studio.
Come on. What's happening here? Did somebody eat the studio here?
The Weight Watchers.
Talking to me. Hello? Ding dong. If you're talking to me, you're talking fat. You know, you're talking
right.
Fatty Arbuck. You're talking Gene Ice. You're talking Atkinson. You're talking Stillman.
Right.
You're talking Jimmy Coco. You're talking three blubberheads, right? You're talking fat, wide, low. Don't pass on the left. Silo time. Hello. Fat, big Dumbo, right? Put out the meatloaf, clean it up. Terrific.
Yeah.
Look, we're talking fat. We're talking
welcome these two guys here. They're fantastic. Let's go with the fat stuff. Now.
Good evening. I just flew in from the Caucasus.
Very funny. Great.
And boy, are my own tired.
Shut up, all right? Mr. Bolster, right? Just shut your mouth. I don't want to hear any
North Beach.
Mr. McConaughey, would you come over here and look
at me? What happened?
What happened?
We watch you
in
the
studio. We've only got 7 days.
Oh,
please, look at this place. We're never going to be on.
Wait a minute.
Listen. There's one chance. I'll call the Carpenter Dwarfs.
Wait a minute. Here,
this what I ate, shrimp, balls, and...
I don't know what
we're going to
do.
Is this 307 right? Carpenter Dwarfs. I want the Carpenter Dwarfs right up here. We'll pay them. Right. Get them right up here. Right. Bye-bye. Okay, listen. The Carpenter Dwarfs are coming. They'll be here in a minute.
Coming now? Well, okay.
Hey, Indian, how come you can't grace your white bread around?
They just told me not to never to...
Well, you look at this place.
What did I see here?
The Weight Watchers ate the studio.
But goodness gracious me. Who would have the nerve to do that? Those fat people.
Ate the microphones, ate the baffles, ate everything.
Ate the baffles?
Yeah, ate the baffles.
Ate the piano.
Yeah, ate the piano, ate everything is gone.
Did they ate the Pentatelica?
We got a week to go, and everything is gone.
That's not good. That's not good.
Okay, you guys, listen. Listen, look at this place. I want it fixed up. Who's in charge here? Who's your foreman?
Get talking to him. That's me, Ratchet. These are my boys. Yeah, I'm Needle Nose. I'm Bobby. They call me Tickle Jim.
Okay, just get this place cleaned up, or we're all going to lose a lot of money.
Hey, that's not our problem. We get paid in cash, don't we, boys? Right.
We don't have cash. We don't have cash. The banks are closed, you're going to get paid by check.
Check, you hear that, boy? Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
Come over here and give him a little dwarf medicine, huh?
All right.
Hey,
quiet,
stay away from me.
Punching bags I see before me.
Hey, stay away from me, you. Look, just tell me how long it's going to take you to get this place cleaned up.
It'll take as long as it takes us to finish this bottle, right, boy?
Right.
Hey, give me that bottle. Give me that bottle. I don't want you guys drinking on the job. Give me that bottle to me. Come on, give it to me.
You hear that, boy? He doesn't want us drinking. I take this, you big wrecking ball.
Ow! Look, I'm leaving. Just get this place cleaned up.
Okay, boys. We got the place ourselves. Hey, look. Let this walk and come
out, don't you think, boys? Come on. What have you guys done? It's worse than before. Get out of here. Get all of you. Get out of here.
Got wrecked the light beam, boys.
Hey, leave that light beam alone. It's brand new.
Come on, let's go.
It's a brand new light beam. Leave it alone. The place is ruined. Everybody, come on back in here. They're dropping into us ruined it.
Kids,
I don't know what we're going to do. We can't do a show out of here.
Right, I got an idea. There's a little theater up in Maine. They do shows up there. We could send Bob Tischler up to tape the show, and we could play that.
Yeah. Right.
That's a neat idea.
Yeah.
We can
time.
We got to send some people up there with
us.
Reservations for the train.
Well, how many train tickets should we get?
Let's see. Who do we have?
Oh, I know John Belushi, Polly Beer, Wendy Craig, and Brian Doyle Murray are going for sure.
Yeah, don't forget Christopher Guest, Janice Hirsch, Judy Jacklin, and Doug Kenny.
Yeah, and don't forget Bob Michelson, Joel Flaherty, Harold Ramis, and Essie Slovak.
Sure.
And Vernon Taft.
Yeah. Hey, we can do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds goofy stupid, but it might just be goofy stupid enough to work.
Yeah, right.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to go ask the sponsor. I'm going to ask the sponsor what he thinks. What do you think? Okay, it's fine with the sponsor. We're going to Maine.
All right.
Okay, Flash, you come with me. Come on now. Come on, Flash.
I'll get you
a ticket.
Are there dining, place, and trains?
Yep.
Am I sitting going backwards or forwards?
Well, kids, I enjoyed it. Now, there are a couple of problems, and I'll talk to you about them. I didn't like the opening number. It tended to be a little slow in places, and the announcer in the beginning must be a lot crisper, but I like the show. Now, let's take it from the beginning, okay?
And now, the National Lampoon Radio Hour, brought to you by Doe Quarter, tape recorders created by the world's most advanced audio technology.
Hey, look me over,